The Portsmouth commemoration is part of the national commemorations. The national service is taking place at Orkney and in Scarborough Flow. And there are also regional commemorations at Chatham, Devonport and here in Portsmouth. It's important for the Navy because as part of the centenary commemorations of the First World War, this is really the only opportunity that the Navy has to be front and centre. It was a decisive sea battle which helped bring an end to any attempt that the Germans had to maintain any power at sea. It's important for Portsmouth to commemorate this event because of the 35 ships that took place that took part in the Battle of Jutland, some 15 were sunk. Six of those were from Portsmouth, but the casualties from those six that were sunk, 3,300 men, represented over half the total of those that were lost at the Battle of Jutland. And therefore the connection with the city and the battle is very strong. The impact of the battle on the city was felt widely. We know that almost every street in the artisan district of the city was impacted by some loss or another. Of course, the Navy was a big factor and a big employer in the city. Indeed, in Agincourt Road, we understand that there were four families who were left widowed to care for children on their own. We know that children went off into orphanages, and people were plunged into poverty because they'd lost their main bread earners, obviously, or breadwinners. And therefore, the impact of the city was significant.
So you're going to have a parade through the streets of the city on the 31st, and obviously a service at the War Memorial on South Sea Common. You've got a lot of people coming, including descendants of those who lost their lives.
Yes, we have. As a major part of the commemoration is to allow the descendants of those who either served or were lost at the Battle of Jutland to come along and remember and honour the members of their families. So we've put out a general invite for descendants to contact us, and we have some 200 to 250 people who are coming. Most of whom have got a connection to Jutland, and some of whom are coming from as far afield as Australia to join us.
Why do you think it is so important that people make an effort to come down and watch and commemorate?
Well, I think it's going back to my point about this being a major part of the history of Portsmouth. The losses of 3,300 Portsmouth men on Portsmouth-based ships had such a significant impact on the city of Portsmouth that it affected its social profile. You know, as I said, people were left without fathers, people were plunged into poverty, people had babies were left without fathers, and descendants now have grandfathers that they'd never met. And testament to that is the fact that the majority of the descendants that are coming to see us and commemorate with us on the 31st of May live in Portsmouth or within a few miles of the Portsmouth area.
We've got a lot of dignitaries, a lot of veterans as well coming out.
Yes, we have. The Minister for the Armed Forces, the Penny Mordaunt MP, is coming, along with the other local MPs as well from Gosport, Havant and Fareham. The Portsmouth City Council is coming en masse. The Mayor of Portsmouth, the Lord Mayor of Portsmouth, Mayor of Gosport, Fareham and Havant are also coming. We've invited those naval officers, senior naval officers, that aren't taking part in the commemorations in Scotland to come as well. We would encourage people to follow the parade from Palmerston Road and come and join us on the Common on the 31st. The parade kicks off at around about 13:30, and the service itself will start at 14:00. And the public is more than welcome to come onto the Common and watch the event.